Woke Lancet laments Joe Biden thwarted on gun control. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 11, 2023. The once prestigious Lancet Medical Journal has praised Joe Biden's end around the U.S. Congress by establishing the first White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Engaging in much partisan hand-wringing, The Lancet laments in its latest issue that Republicans in Congress have stymied attempts by Democratic lawmakers to pass laws curtailing Americans' right to bear arms. Fortunately, the UK-based journal suggests, the shrewd and quick-witted occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has come up with a solution to foil those pesky elected public officials by taking matters into his own hands. Overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris, the office will coordinate and expedite efforts throughout the federal government to deal with the problem of gun violence, develop new initiatives the Biden administration can undertake, and help implement the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, The Lancet approvingly notes. According to The Lancet, Mr. Biden has acknowledged that the new office may not be the best weapon to address gun control, but it is the only one as his personal arsenal. Frustrated by the congressional impasse, Biden essentially conceded that the new office was not the best solution for reducing the unrelenting toll of gun violence in the USA, the article states. But in the absence of that sorely needed action, the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, along with the rest of my administration, will continue to do everything it can to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is tearing our families, our communities, and our country apart, the president said. Related, God save the Queen, man. Biden struggles, drops bizarre line at end of gun control speech. Gun control advocacy is just the latest cause du jour in The Lancet's newly discovered identity as an instrument for social change. In celebrating its 200th anniversary earlier this year, The Lancet stated that it is more than a medical journal, declaring that its mission is to drive social and political change. According to Richard Horton, Lancet's editor-in-chief, the publication has a unique commitment among medical journals to improving health, achieving health equity, and advancing social justice. The Lancet has announced that it now agitates for a progressive agenda, which includes advocating against toxic masculinities, undermining the traditional foundations of male privilege, denouncing structural racism, pushing redistribution in lieu of economic growth, and promoting LGBTQ rights such as accommodation of diverse family forms. This progressive agenda aligns remarkably with the platform of the Democratic Party, and thus the journal loses no opportunity to attack Republicans and praise Democratic initiatives. To cite just one egregious example, in 2021 The Lancet struck out at former President Donald Trump, contending that his appeals to racism, nativism, and religious bigotry have emboldened white nationalists and vigilantes, and encouraged police violence and, at the end of his term in office, insurrection. While still functioning nominally as a medical journal, The Lancet has rebranded itself as a woke propaganda machine to push its progressive agenda. While this may earn the magazine plaudits from the political left, it leaves a large journalistic void for those who still care about medical science. Follow at Williams Rome.